Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. You know, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high, feeling invincible, and the next, bam, you're plummeting into a pit of anxiety or frustration. But what if I told you there was a way to build emotional resilience, to weather those storms with grace and come out stronger on the other side? Well, buckle up because we're diving deep into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism today, not just some dusty philosophy book stuff, but practical strategies you can use right now to become the ultimate mental badass. Ever felt like you're at the mercy of your emotions, swinging back and forth like a pendulum? That's where Stoicism comes in. Think of it as a toolkit for emotional mastery. It's about understanding that while we can't control everything that happens to us, we can control how we react to it. So let's unpack 5 key takeaways from the world of Stoic philosophy that can supercharge your emotional resilience. 1. Embrace reality. This one is a game changer. Stoics believe in accepting things as they are, not getting hung up on what could have been or what might be. It's like learning to appreciate the sunset even when the weather was unpredictable all day. Think about it, dwelling on past disappointments or anxieties about the future only steals your present joy. So take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation, and focus on what you can control. 2. Practice mindfulness. Stoicism is all about being present in the moment. It's like hitting the pause button on your mind's constant chatter. When you're mindful, you become aware of your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. This allows you to observe your emotions instead of getting swept away by them. Ever noticed how you can get lost in a good book or captivating conversation? That's mindfulness in action. 3. The power of perspective. Stoics remind us that our perspective shapes our reality. You know that feeling when you look back on a stressful situation and realize it wasn't as bad as you thought at the time? That's perspective working its magic. Ask yourself, is this really a catastrophe, or is it just a minor bump in the road? Sometimes shifting your viewpoint can completely change how you feel about things. 4. Seek virtue. Stoics believe that living a virtuous life, being honest, courageous, just, and wise is the ultimate path to happiness and fulfillment. It's not about being perfect, it's about striving to be your best self every day. Think of it like leveling up in your own personal game of life. 5. Accept what you can't control. This is a big one, folks. We can't control everything that happens to us, traffic jams, unexpected rain, people's opinions, you name it. Trying to control the uncontrollable only leads to frustration and disappointment. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what we can control. Our thoughts, actions, and reactions. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend Sarah just got laid off from her job. She's understandably devastated and feeling like her whole world is crumbling. If she embraces the Stoic principles we just talked about, here's how she might navigate this situation. First, she acknowledges that losing her job is tough, but it doesn't define her worth of future success. Next, she practices mindfulness by focusing on her breath and allowing herself to feel her emotions without judgment. She reminds herself that this situation is temporary and uses the opportunity to reflect on her career goals and explore new possibilities. She seeks support from friends and family, practicing her virtue of compassion by being understanding towards others who might be facing similar challenges. Finally, she accepts that she can't control whether she gets a new job immediately, but focuses on what she can control, updating her resume, networking, and applying for positions that align with her values. So there you have it. Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots, it's about cultivating emotional intelligence and resilience. The key takeaway here is this. You are not at the mercy of your emotions. By embracing these Stoic principles, you can learn to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, clarity, and confidence. So go out there and build that inner fortress. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one Stoic principle you're going to try implementing in your daily life? Share your thoughts with me on social media. I can't wait to see what you guys come up with. Until next time, keep striving for virtue and crushing it every day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.